Almost 4 years ago, Opportunity Village was established in Eugene. It's a community of tiny houses for people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. The idea is to give people safe shelter as they transition to permanent housing. But there's not enough affordable housing to serve the need, so a new village is in the works. KLCC's Rachel McDonald reports.
Alice Gentry moved into a small bungalow at Opportunity Village about 6 months ago. Before that, the 66-year-old and her dog were living in her car. She couldn't afford to pay rent with her Social Security income. Gentry says living on the street as an older woman was frightening.
You're out there parked on the street someplace and there's people coming by, and it's scary, really, to be honest with you. If I hadn't had the dog, there's been a couple times I'm sure something would have happened because she scared them off.
Gentry's 64-square-foot bungalow doesn't have a bathroom or kitchen. It doesn't even have electricity. The 30 village residents share two bathrooms, a common kitchen, and a yurt that has computers and places to charge your phone and hang out. The village is on a city-owned gated lot. While Gentry is grateful for the safety of Opportunity Village, she yearns for the future when she'll have a larger tiny house at Emerald Village.
Having a place of our own where we can just be ourselves, and I can cook when I feel like it, and I don't have to wait for everybody else to get out of the way, and I don't have to clean up somebody else's mess before I do what I want to do, is an exciting idea. Being able to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night without having to make a 40-mile trip. Yeah, it's cold, it's nasty, who wants to go out in the rain?
Emerald Village is still under construction, with the goal of opening around Labor Day. Dan Bryant is executive director of Square One, a nonprofit which oversees Opportunity Village. He says when they first established OVE, which came out of the Occupy movement, the idea was to give homeless people a temporary place to live while they sought a permanent home. The dilemma is that there's just not enough affordable housing.
It's only when we discovered there wasn't permanent housing for them to move into that we decided we needed to get into that game to create a new model of permanent housing that truly was affordable. So that's why we're building our next project.
Emerald Village will be in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood. The rent for a 150-square-foot house will be $250 to $350 a month. Bryant says folks here at OVE are employed or live on fixed incomes. They just don't have enough money for a conventional apartment.
I have a couple of people who have upwards to $1,500 in monthly income, but they have to have three times monthly rent. And if monthly rent starts at $600, if you don't have at least $1,800 in monthly income, there's no one that will rent to you.
Bryant says Emerald Village is not the solution for everyone who's homeless. It's for those who are able to function in society.
They're paying part of their own way. They share in the chores. You know, they help each other out. So it's a self-governed village. To give people a chance to do for themselves if they just have a decent place to live.
Bryant hopes projects like this can free up social service resources for the homeless people who have bigger challenges like mental illness and drug addiction.
All right, this is Paul's house. So we'll talk and see. Paul is home.
OVE resident Paul Miller used to have problems with drugs and alcohol. He's since cleaned up his act and is hoping to help others do the same.
Paul!
He's happy to finally have a home.
One of the first things that I noticed, and most people I think notice about coming here, is a sense of relief. And everybody takes a certain amount of time, just based on their background and where they're coming from, to adjust to not living either on the streets or at the Mission.
The Mission is the only nightly shelter in Eugene for single adults. Miller plans to move to Emerald Village once it's built. Dan Bryant says the project is mostly funded by contributions from private citizens.
You know, individuals who've written us checks for $25,000 to pay for a house, to those who've written a check for $5 a month to help pay the utility fees here at Opportunity Village, you know, and everything in between. Just a lot of folk coming together to make it all possible.
Since Opportunity Village Eugene started, other cities have taken notice. There are tiny house villages now in Portland, Seattle, Austin, Texas, and another is in the works in Denver, Colorado. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, at Opportunity Village Eugene.